In Boston, outside the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum right now, is a massive abstract painting that serves as a memorial for Freddie Gray, the young black man who died from injuries sustained while in police custody in Baltimore. WBUR's Maria Garcia tells us about the piece called Three Deliberate Grays for Freddie.
Next to the main entrance of the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum is a three-tier panel suspended on the outside facade of the building. The panel, which is actually a painting, is like a huge vertical triptych with three different colors, a luminous raspberry at the very top, a dark brown in the middle, and a cloudy gray at the bottom.
I didn't feel like I could make a portrait of Freddie Gray because I didn't think that there was anything I could do in traditional portraiture that would be more elegant or more heroic than the actual person.
That's Boston-based artist Steve Locke, who created the piece that went up this week. After a residency at the Gardner in 2016, Locke said he yearned for a place to weep, to memorialize, to honor Gray.
We never really got to mourn that loss because it was brought into our homes. Like, that was on our television. So for that sort of public elimination of a person, I felt like there should have been a public recognition of that life.
25-year-old Freddie Gray died in April of 2015 after Baltimore police arrested him for carrying a pocket knife.
Look at his leg! That boy's leg looked broke!
Oh my God.
His leg broke and y'all dragging him like that!
In cell phone video taken by bystanders, officers drag Gray, whose leg appears to be limp and who's wailing in pain, onto the back of a police van. Inside the van, officers did not put a seatbelt on Gray and later shackled his legs. During what prosecutors called an extremely rough ride, Gray asked for medical attention multiple times, but officers ignored his pleas. During the ride, he suffered a spinal cord injury that led to his death. None of the officers involved were convicted of Gray's death. Here's artist Steve Locke again.
I want people to look at the Gardner Museum and think about a black man who was eliminated by the state, and nobody was held accountable for that. And I think we all need to mourn that, and that's why it's called a memorial for Freddie Gray. It's not a portrait of Freddie Gray solely. It's a memorial for him.
The piece also symbolizes a timeline. Locke used three photographs of Gray that were widely circulated at the time of his death. In the first photo, Gray wears a red T-shirt and looks at the camera with his neighborhood in the background. In the second, he's being arrested. And in the third, he's in the hospital in a coma shortly before his death. Locke averaged the pixels for each photo and then created a distinct monochrome for the three panels of his painting.
I had the image of Mr. Gray on his street corner in his home, and he's looking directly at the camera and thinking of him in the fullness of himself, which is what that photograph is. It's an image that he has some agency in making. That's why, for me, it has the richest color. It has the most vibrant presence. That's why it's at the top. The other two images, he's not participating in the creation of the images. Someone else is making images of him. And that's why the colors, it's such a marked difference in saturation and in luminosity.
The new facade installation is also a statement that the museum aims to have a stake in issues beyond its walls. Here's the Gardner's contemporary art curator, Pierana Cavalcini.
A museum is alive. It's a space that is alive. So it speaks the language of today.
Locke says that the textiles inside the museum also inspired the form of the piece. And it's with form, color, scale, textile, that Locke hopes to point our attention to the death of black men in the hands of the state.
If art is anything, it's a public discourse. I'm not making art because I'm trying to express myself or share my feelings with the world. My feelings are no different than anyone else's. I'm not special because I'm an artist. What I can do is I can make people pay attention to things through composition, through color, through scale, through organization, through conceptual frameworks. I can make people look at something and think about it.
Three Deliberate Grays for Freddie is up at the Gardner until January 2019. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.